launched a murder investigation following a fatal traffic accident in County Carlow on the 24th of April. A 30-year-old motorcyclist, Tom Connors from Bunclody in County Wexford, was pronounced dead at the scene at Sandbrook in Ballon. A car involved was found burnt out at the location and the occupants failed to remain at the scene. Lindsay Dolan reports.
Gardaí are appealing for help in tracing the movements of a dark grey Volkswagen Passat with Northern Irish registration plates and partial registration OHZ. The car travelled across the M1 toll bridge at approximately 8 p.m. on the 23rd of April and then travelled to the Ballon area of Carlow on the evening of Wednesday, April 24th. Any road users who may have camera footage, including dash cam, are being asked to make it available to Gardaí. Gardaí are also looking to trace the movements of a black Honda CBR motorbike, partial registration 03WW, in the Sandbrook area on the evening of Wednesday, 24th. Anyone with information regarding this incident is urged to contact any Gardaí station.
Ukraine's president says the country will prevent any attempt by Russia to create a new battle zone near the northeastern city of Kharkiv. The Kremlin's forces have launched a fresh assault with intense shelling in the border town of Vovshansk. Security and Defence Editor Deborah Haynes is near there.
We've been told that there is a lot of artillery, there's drone fire, but the Ukrainian officials say attempts by the Russians to enter Ukraine on the ground are being repelled at the moment.
Thousands of people have walked, swum, sailed and run their way from darkness into light this morning. The annual fundraiser for suicide charity Pieta House last year raised over €4 million, with events taking place at dozens of locations in Ireland and 14 other countries. Cork Prison was one of the more unique locations where a darkness into light walk was hosted at 4 a.m. this morning, with six inmates unlocked from their cells for 10 laps of the 500-perimeter walk within the prison walls, along with 25 members of staff. It's the first time such an event has taken place in a closed prison. Assistant Prison Governor Brian McCarthy explains why.
The Darkness into Light event has taken over nationally. It's a fantastic event and therefore we decided that we would be part of it this year. The people who do that type of work here are the Samaritans and the listeners, the six prisoners who are trained by the Samaritans.
The Northern Lights were visible over Ireland last night with rare sightings all around the country. They've been more visible than usual because of a huge geomagnetic storm. Ian Cohen from the Johns Hopkins Applied Physics Laboratory in the US says it was spectacular.
A huge explosion. Basically what happens is part of the sun actually lifts off the surface, right? So this plasma, the charged particles, the magnetic field that makes up the sun, part of it actually lifts off the sun and streams away into space.
Ireland's Bambi Thug is currently fifth the favourite to win this year's Eurovision with their song Doomsday Blue. They take to the stage tonight in Malmo in Sweden for a competition rocked by protest and controversy over Israel's participation. Israel's act Eden Golan has also qualified to compete tonight with her song Hurricane. And that's your latest news update at 8:04.
Finding a window of time to get things done can feel impossible. Luckily, there's one window where you can get many things done at once, at your local post office. AIB and Bank of Ireland customers can get their banking done at over 900 post offices nationwide, 6 days a week. Deposit and withdraw cash, lodge cheques with Giro, all while getting your usual post office stuff ticked off too. Visit your local post office or on pus.com/everydaybanking for more information. On Pust, for your world. Allied Irish Banks PLC and Bank of Ireland are regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland.
Ireland's weather.
With McCarthy Insurance Group. For better value, home, farm, motor, life, health and business insurance in 2024. MIG.ie.
Now.
Something for the weekend with Trina Mara. Only on the home of the 80s and 90s.
Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.
Good morning. How are you? It's Trina Mara. Well, Travel Saturday is back again this week and more return flights to be won, this time to New York. How would you fancy packing your bags with thanks to Shannon Airport and TropicalSky.ie? Ed Finn and Sarah Slattery are going to be in studio and they're going to give us a question today, how to enter that. Also going to take a look at South Africa as a holiday destination. But first up, he is one of the longest standing judges on Strictly Come Dancing, Craig Revel Horwood. He's coming to Dublin to star in The Wizard of Oz at the Bord Gáis Energy Theatre from the 28th of May. And I sat down with him, opposite him, not beside him as requested. Find out what happened next.
Something for the weekend with Trina Mara.
Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.
Classic Hits Radio, something for the weekend. Well, The Wizard of Oz is coming to the Bord Gáis Energy Theatre in Dublin from the 28th of May, and Craig Revel Horwood is going to be starring in it as the Wicked Witch. Now, you'll know Craig. He is the longest standing judge on Strictly Come Dancing, and to be honest, can be quite mean when it comes to giving high points. He's known for giving a one more often than anyone else on the panel. And I felt like our own interview kind of got off to a frosty start because he didn't want me to sit beside him. I was told to sit opposite him. What do you think?
How you doing?
Hello.
How are you? Nice to see you. Now, I'm going to just sit next. Okay.
Sit opposite me, if that's all right.
Well, yeah, okay. I'll have to go like that.
Doesn't your phone pick up? Mine picks up every sound. Need to get a new one.
Right. That's a lovely start to our interview. I've been told off already.
Oh, thank goodness, darling. Thank goodness.
I was going to say, how fabulous are you? But I'm not sure now.
I wouldn't want to let you down. No, it's lovely to meet you.
Do you have to stay in character? Is that it? Being mean to people?
Yeah, people like that. They prefer that than me being actually me being nice. It is funny. I get into lifts and people say, oh, can you say something really nasty to me so I can tell my friends that you like hated my hair or hate my outfit? Yeah. And I went, yeah, of course I can.
No problem. It comes naturally.
Yeah, well, I'll just tell them the truth.
Can we clear it up then once and for all? Craig Revel Horwood. It's not a double barrel name.
No. Revel is my middle name, and it was my grandfather's first name and my father's middle name. And there's another Craig Horwood. So I had to differentiate from that Craig Horwood when I was in Equity, when that was a thing, you know, as an actor. So you can't have... So I just said, well, I'll use my full name. Yeah. And actually, thinking about it, if you run the G and the H together, as you're a writer, obviously, you're a journalist.
I'm not. I'm actually a radio presenter. But anyway, go on.
But you still have to read. And to read Craig Horwood, you drop the H, don't you?
Right.
But if you do Revel, you've got a little L there before it goes into the H. So Craig Revel Horwood is much easier to say than Craig Horwood.
So the other one, what does the other one do? Is the other one around? The other Craig?
Yeah, on Facebook. Look him up. He's a bit younger than me, though.
I'd say that.
I feel sorry for him.
I'd say the other Craig must get loads of like interview requests and all kinds of things because he thinks it's you.
I know, it's quite funny, isn't it? Yeah. No, it's all fun and games. But there's loads of people with the same name, aren't there? You know, but I think, well, Revel's an interesting one. And I really like the name. You know, it's just a bit more interesting than Craig Horwood.
Well, you've taken a little spin into Dublin today and we're sitting here at the Bord Gáis Energy Theatre because you're coming to town.
I am and I cannot wait. I'm coming to town with the Wizard of Oz and I'm going green for this one as the Wicked Witch, of course, of the West, which I think is going to be so much fun.
You will never be able to manage that, being wicked.
I know. That's good.
That's a stretch.
Yeah, that's the hard bit for me. Actually, the makeup, the green is like a bit of a torture, but it is going to be great fun. I love the show. I saw it at the Palladium and it's that particular version that's coming here and we're coming out, I think, on the 28th of May and we're staying for 2 weeks, which I cannot wait. I did Annie here last year during the summer and that was absolutely phenomenal.
Yeah.
I loved it. Loved Dublin in the summer as well. So that was good. And this will be a little spring, won't it? So it'll be good to see it in a different season. And not only that, to enjoy doing the show. It's a fantastic cast. A cast of characters, which is brilliant and exactly what you need for Wizard of Oz, of course. You know, and they all sing, they all dance, they all act, and it's just amazing.
It takes so much energy. Anytime I go to a show here, I always look at whatever show it happens to be, and you're looking at the cast, and you're going, how do they keep going? How do you get the energy? Is it because you've always done this and you've always been so fit that you just maintain that level of fitness and this is all you know? Because I couldn't see you doing like a 9-to-5 job in an office or something.
No, I don't think I'd be good at a 9-to-5 job. Yeah, I guess it is because you get up at 8 o'clock, you know, when you're training. You go into a ballet class at 9. You do that for 3 hours. And then you might have to do jazz after that. Then you have a lunch break. Then you come back and do singing, acting, and then tap. You know, so it's sort of you spend 8 hours a day doing stuff.
There's Craig Revel Horwood, the longest standing judge on Strictly Come Dancing. He's going to be in The Wizard of Oz at the Bord Gáis Energy Theatre. Part 2 still to come on Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.
We made it. Look how far we've come, my baby. We might have took the long way. We knew we'd get there someday. They said, I bet they'll never make it. But just look at us holding on. We're still together, still going strong.
Still the
you're still the one I run to, the one that I belong to. You're still the one I want for life.
Still the one.
You're still the one that I love, the only one I dream of. You're still the one I kiss. Good. Ain't nothing better.
I'm glad we didn't listen. Look at what we would be missing. They said, I bet they'll never make it. But just look at us holding on. We're still together, still going strong.
For the weekend with Trina Mara.
Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.
Had a life.
Only for the Weekend on Saturday. How are you? It's Trina Mara. A lot of people are reacting there to the Craig Revel Horwood interview. It was a bit frosty, wasn't it, at the start? And we've got part two of that coming up on Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.
Travel Saturday on Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.
Hey, it's Trina. If you're thinking about packing your bags for a holiday, we are going to be joined in studio every Saturday by travel experts Ed Finn and Sarah Slattery. They know the places to go, the best deals to get, and how to make the most of your few days off work. So join us every Saturday on Something for the Weekend.
Travel Saturday with Sarah and Ed with Tropical Sky. Start your dream with tailor-made holidays to the Caribbean, Far East, Maldives and beyond. Flying from Shannon Airport with tropicalsky.ie.
Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.
Go full family dinners on Lidl Plus. Mix and match any three Irish barbecue meats for just €9. Make chicken dishes to please the whole table. Bring your beef burgers to the next level and pick from our succulent pork. Family dinners sorted all week. Go on, mix and match any three for €9. Scan the Lidl Plus app and go full Lidl today.
Transform an ordinary Sunday in County Clare
into an extraordinary day of adventure.
To discover offers that'll bring joy and excitement to your day, go to visitclare.ie/Sundays.
Jobs Expo Cork comes to UCC's De Vere Hall on Saturday, May 25th. Meet Munster's top employers in person and get free career advice on the day. Register for your free tickets at jobsexpo.ie.
Tubs and Tiles sale is now on. Find huge savings on quality tiles and bathrooms. Plus, with our 3D bathroom design service, you can get your dream bathroom for less. Visit any of our showrooms nationwide or shop online at tubstiles.ie. But hurry, the Tubs and Tiles sale is on for a limited time only.
Mirror, mirror, please tell me, who's this bald-headed bloke I see?
New year, new hair. Book a free consultation for your hair restoration at the award-winning MHR Clinic Dublin. We offer a permanent and affordable solution to hair loss with the Sapphire FUE hair transplants technique and pain-free anaesthetic. Sapphire FUE hair transplants is available exclusively at MHR Clinic on Dawson Street and comes with a free PRP treatment. See mhrclinicireland.ie.
McDonald's are making small improvements to our classic burgers, searing our 100% Irish beef patties so they're juicier, and we're serving them hotter for meltier cheese, all in new toastier buns. The classics, now a little more, Comparison with prior classic burgers, served from 11 a.m, subject to availability.
Now, more of the 80s and 90s.
On Something for the Weekend with Trina Mara. With e-travel.ie. Escape from reality. Jet off to your dream destination or set sail on a fantastic cruise for unbelievably low prices. Visit e-travel.ie today.
Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.
Classic Hits Radio, it is Trina Mara here, and Craig Revel-Horwood is on the show. He is the longest standing judge on Strictly Come Dancing. He's going to be playing the Wicked Witch in The Wizard of Oz at the Bord Gáis Energy Theatre from the 28th of May. And I don't know if you heard the first bit of the interview there. Got off to a little bit of a rocky start because he wanted me to sit opposite him and not beside him. But of course, being me, I called him out on it. Here's part two.
In the theatre, there's something about Dr. Footlights that even if your energy does feel a bit low, you know, when the lights go on, you have to switch on and come to the fore, you know. And
jazz hands all the way.
Well, you have to deliver, don't you? That's the thing. Like in any job, you know, like you, you can't just sit at your radio station going, oh, I feel like shit today, darling. Don't mind if I don't put any energy in. I mean, everyone would switch off in their droves. No matter how you feel, you've got to come out and perform, don't you? So, yeah. And you get into a frame of mind, I think, psychologically, that you come in and it's not like real life, because real life, you have no clue what is going to happen outside that stage door. When you walk into the stage door, you have a routine. You put your makeup on, you prep, you do your warm-up, vocal warm-up, physical warm-up. You know that at 7:30 the show will start and you know what to expect. And it's the same story. The scary thing is walking out the stage door and not knowing what's going to actually happen in your life, because life is improvised. Yeah. You know, and it's there's a lot of comfort, I think, in that. And energy is provided not by you, but by the audience in the room. When you've got 2,000 people waiting there, it's electric and you can't let them down.
That's how I feel when I do the radio show, is, you know, the feedback that you're getting in from people and they're reacting to what you're talking about. Your career has spanned many decades at this point. Did you always think that you would still be doing it at this stage? Or do you think that, you know, for example, being a judge on Strictly, that really gave you the boost to have that longevity?
I gave up dancing when I was 30 and I thought that was the end of it. I thought, I cannot keep dancing until I'm 40. I didn't want to. I couldn't see an end game. So I decided to become a director choreographer, and I did that very well and enjoyed it. I fell in love with it. In fact, I loved it more than just dancing. And I did that for 16 years. And I was offered a pantomime in Cinderella, playing the Snow White. That's playing, no, the Wicked Queen in Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs. And I played Cinderella, of course. But the first one I did was Snow White. And I loved it. I lost weight. I had a new sense of me. I felt I loved the stage again. And I'd forgotten, you know, I'd forgotten all those years as a director and a choreographer, 16 of them, sort of not putting myself in the position of the actor. And for me, it taught me a valuable lesson for when I was directing and choreographing, that these beautiful creatures that are arty need some space and they need some loving. You know? It taught me a lot. And I went back and I was a little bit kinder to people.
No.
Yeah, because I knew what they were going through. I'd forgotten over the 16 years. And then I was asked to do more pantos. So I did Cinderella, as I said. And I did play Captain Hook and Peter Pan and stuff like that. And then I was offered Annie. And I thought they were offering me, like, director. You know, and I said, oh, I don't really want to work with children or dogs, really, you know. I said, that's not for me. They said, oh, no, we don't want you to direct it. We want you to be in it I said, as what? They said, Miss Hannigan. I went, well, what am I going to say? Absolutely. Yes. She's drunk. She's hungover and everything.
She hates kids.
She hates kids and dogs. Great. Hates the world. It was brilliant. And on the gin. I loved every minute of doing that. And I started that in 2015. And then I did another one 2017, 2019. Then I came here last year playing Miss Hannigan. And it was a blast. Yeah. So I'm back, but this time villain, but green. Oh, and yeah. I've got a broomstick, darling, that flies off of people.
I got to wrap up. But as the judge who's best known for giving a score of one.
Yeah.
And Strictly.
Yeah.
What score would you give this interview?
Well, I'm going to go on your energy.
Okay.
Because I really like that. And I'm going to just pop out the box and secretly say a 10.
Did everybody hear that? Can we get
Don't shout
a 10?
Yeah, I'll lose my job. I'll never work again.
Thanks so much.
It's been a pleasure. Cheers. Great pleasure. Right.
So Craig Revel Horwood there from Strictly Come Dancing. Known for giving very low scores, so amazing to get a 10 there for the interview. Do check him out at the Bord Gáis Energy Theatre. He's going to be starring in The Wizard of Oz. It's Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.
I thought I saw a man brought to life. He was warm, he came around like he was dignified. He showed me what it was to cry. Well, you couldn't be that man I adored. You don't seem to know, you seem to care what your heart is for. Well, I don't know him anymore. There's nothing where he used to lie. The conversation has run dry. Nothing's fine, I'm torn. I'm all out of faith. This is how I feel. I'm cold and I am shamed. Lying naked on the floor. Illusion never changed into something real. I'm wide awake and I can see the perfect sky is torn. You're a little late. I'm already torn. Fortune teller's right. I should have seen just what was there and not some holy light. But you crawled beneath my veins and now I don't care. I have no luck. I don't miss it all that much. There's just so many things that I can't stop jumping on. Late.
Ireland's Classic Hits Radio, something for the weekend. How are you? It's Trina Murray here. Well, Travel Saturday is on the way with travel journalist Ed Finn and the travel expert Sarah Slattery. We're taking a look at South Africa today. Maybe you've never been and it's on that bucket list. We're going to talk you through all the places to go. Plus, we are going to get you in the draw to win return flights to New York with Aer Lingus. That is thanks to Shannon Airport and tropicalsky.ie. All the details coming up next on Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.
Imagine a night where it all comes together. The 80s, the 90s, and you.
The famous Ireland's Classic Hits Radio listener parties are back this summer.
Bringing together the greatest music and the greatest people. Join your hosts, Colm and Lucy, along with your favourite station presenters for prizes, karaoke, finger food and drinks.
Getting the gang back together this summer in Cork, Galway, Limerick and Dublin.
For details, stay with the home of the 80s and 90s. Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.
Attention! MixGarage.com's inflation-busting prices are live. Get unbelievable savings on everything for your car, garden, home and more. Plus, we've added even more ranges for you to explore. Get same-day and guaranteed next-day delivery on car parts, accessories, camping equipment and so much more. With thousands of price drops across the entire site, Ireland's number one online store just got cheaper. So visit MixGarage.com for inflation-busting prices on staycation essentials. MixGarage.com. More than just car parts. We've more to explore.
Some people get up early every morning. But on the morning of May 11th, we want everyone to be up for the most important sunrise of the year. Whether it's your first time or 10th time, join Pieta and Electric Ireland for this year's Darkness into Light. On May 11th, everyone's welcome. Sign up, take part, and raise much needed funds for suicide prevention at darknessintolight.ie.
Discover the bite of your life with Deliveroo. It's been under your nose this whole time. But where? Just around the corner, getting dished up into a bucket of crispy golden goodness. Or at that super secret burger place, serving mouthfuls of meaty miracles. We leave no menu unturned, no noodle unslurped. That bite could be anywhere. Oh wait, here it is. Order the best of your neighbourhood. Deliveroo. It's all on your doorstep.
Jobs Expo Cork is back. The leading careers fair in the South returns to UCC's De Vere Hall on Saturday 25th of May, packed with job vacancies and opportunities. Join us on the day and meet some of Munster's leading employers, attend exciting talks and get CV and career advice all free of charge. That's Jobs Expo Cork, Saturday 25th of May at UCC's De Vere Hall. Register for your free tickets at jobsexpo.ie.
Atlantia Clinical Trials invite you to discover the power of blueberries. If you're age 50 to 65 with a BMI over 27, you can join their study on the effects of blueberry extract. Participation includes health assessments and 4 visits to their Blackpool clinic, plus €350 compensation upon completion. Help us unlock the potential benefits of blueberries. To find out more and join the study, visit AtlantiaClinicalTrials.com. Atlantia Clinical Trials. Proving global science locally.
Now, more of the 80s and 90s.
On Something for the Weekend with Trina Mara. With e-travel.ie. Escape from reality. Jet off to your dream destination or set sail on a fantastic cruise for unbelievably low prices. Visit e-travel.ie today.
Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.
She can kill with a smile, she can wound with her eyes, and she can ruin your faith with her casual lies. And she only reveals what she wants you to see. She hides like a child, but she's always a woman to me. She can lead you to love, she can take you or leave you. She can ask for the truth, but she'll never believe. And she'll take what you give her as long as it's free. Yeah, she steals like a thief, but she's always a woman to me. Oh, she takes care of herself. She can wait if she wants. She's ahead of her time. Oh, And she never gives in. She just changes her mind. And she'll promise you more than the Garden of Eden. Then she'll carelessly cut you and laugh while you're bleeding. But she'll bring out the best and the worst you can be. Blame it all on yourself, 'cause she's always a woman to me. Ahead of her time. Oh, and she never gives out, and she never gives in. She just changes her mind. She is frequently kind, and she's suddenly cruel. But she can do as she pleases, she's nobody's fool. She can't be convicted, she's earned her degree. And the most she will do is throw shadows at you, but she's always a woman to me.
Travel Saturday with Sarah and Ed
and Tropical Sky.
Start your dream with tailor-made holidays to the Caribbean, Far East, Maldives and beyond.
Flying from Shannon Airport with tropicalsky.ie.
They're back. Sarah Slattery and Ed Finn are in studio.
Morning, Trina.
Morning. Morning. Do you know, I can't keep up with you guys. The amount of flights that we've been giving away every Saturday on the show, we've already sorted out numerous people for their holidays
between
New York, Chicago, Boston. Can I ask it?
Yeah, you can absolutely. Sarah, where are we off to this week?
We're back to New York again.
Yeah.
We have another two flights to New York, this time with Aer Lingus, thanks to Shannon Airport and Tropical Sky.
Okay, so if you missed out on winning the week that we were doing the New York flights, Pete the Postman won that week. Another chance today. This is fabulous. So that's with Shannon Airport and TropicalSky.ie. What location are we going to look at today for your holidays?
So a place very, very beautiful. I always thought it was about four countries in one, South Africa.
Wow.
Yeah. Nicosia Silele, Africa. I lived there for about 7 years.
Well, he just throws that out there like as if it's a normal. You were there 7 years.
Went there for a year and then ended up staying there. Like I run a little travel company there and I started working with Cape Talk Radio. But it's a kind of a place where you just get sucked into it, you know, because it's so beautiful. Like, I mean, Cape Town, I suppose there isn't like any, it's not like you think Africa, you know, because South Africa is so cosmopolitan and bohemian. The food scene is amazing there, you know. It's called the Mother City because they say it takes 9 months for anything to happen because it's very laid back, right? So very laid back. And that's the name they have for it. The amount of things you can do in terms of safari, wine lands. I mean, the penguins on the beach.
There he goes talking about the wine again.
Yeah, I know. I was getting withdrawals there. I hadn't mentioned the wine for about a half an hour. Like Stellenbosch has 50 wineries, right? I mean, I don't think I did all of them, Trina, but I did give it a good lash. Franschhoek, beautiful. French Corner, and then the garden route, of course, you go. I mean, the ideal package was, I suppose, you do Cape Town, go down the garden route, Knysna, George, all these beautiful places, and then you could do Port Elizabeth, then you do your safari down there, which is malaria free, Kariga, Shamwari, and all these places. Beautiful.
That's probably the most, I suppose, iconic trip. The typical sort of tourist trail that people do. You fly into Cape Town. You could actually just go to Cape Town and spend a week there. Like, it's just fabulous. And another fantastic settling point. Well, there's two. One is that the rand is so low, the exchange rate, it's really hard to spend your money. It's so, so cheap. And the other thing is that there's no time difference. Maybe an hour or two.
Yeah, an hour. Yeah.
Because of the latitude.
Just so an hour. Yeah.
There's no jet lag. You could actually go fly there, go for a short break and come back. And there's nothing like going to the States completely
different. What's the flight time?
About 10 hours. Now, I mean, you can go different ways, right? Obviously, you can do the Middle Eastern, you know, Qatar and Emirates as well. Yeah. But Turkish Airlines have very good flights there as well. British Airways, I did loads of times, is really good out of London. London. Iberia, I also did very good connections.
Yeah, there's loads of different
Dublin,
connections.
Madrid, Cape Town. But all the airlines connect over. Very good fares.
I think that's something people need to be careful when they're booking, because if they don't look at, you know, how long it takes to get, it takes them 3 days because they don't look at the flights that they're booking.
Yeah.
And there's all these stopovers and, you know, you lose a lot of time. Yeah. You don't want to lose 3 days of your holiday.
Particularly if you're doing that typical tourist trail, usually people would fly into Cape Town and fly out of Port Elizabeth. They get a connecting flight usually from Port Elizabeth, maybe to Johannesburg and on, or Port Elizabeth to Cape Town and on. So check that the airline you're looking at also flies from Port Elizabeth as well.
Yeah.
But like somebody like Tropical Sky, or like, you know, a specialist, a South African specialist, will do all that for you. You don't have to worry about it. And as Ed said, the malaria is actually quite a big thing. The first time I went, I went to a safari in Kruger National Park, and it was amazing and everything. But the malaria tablets, they take a lot out of you. They're not pleasant. Whereas if you go to any of the game reserves along the Cape, it's malaria free. You don't have to take malaria tablets. And it's actually, it's only when you've actually done it and not done it, you realise the advantage is really quite big. Some people are a bit nervous of driving. We did the driving route. That's really well policed, isn't it?
Like, oh yeah,
policed
fabulous.
All the way
beautiful
along.
Roads.
We never had an issue.
Super.
Safety at all. Absolutely never had a problem. But I know some people are still nervous. So you can just hop a flight, you know, from Cape Town up to Port Elizabeth and avoid that if you don't. If you want to just do Cape Town, the Winelands, most of the Winelands are very close to Cape Town. You can do that together. And then the safaris up the other end. Mm. If you want to just hop a flight, you can do. But I would really recommend driving it, stopping at the beach resort, stopping at the lovely towns along the way.
Robertson and all those other, Worcester and all these other towns, they all do the kind of the Black Swart Valley. They have the most beautiful places you can hire, and they're on the river. They would be like, McGregor is another amazing place that loads of artists go to. And it's like this town at the end of nowhere, and it's just beautiful. It's all
Jeez,
these little
stuppies.
I wonder
Conor McGregor hasn't tried to buy that town.
Maybe he has, And the other thing we can't, of course, we have to mention is Robben Island and, of course, Nelson Mandela. Mm. Because, you know, when I remember going there first, I think it was 1994, he was just in. My birthday is the 18th of July, as is his, was his. So when his birthday was on, like, they used to have a huge celebration and I used to kind of tag along. I used to have a great time. It was the same day. It was great, Trina. Ah, July 18th, you as well. Yeah, but I met Desmond Tutu one time. He was great crack. He was really nice. I never got to meet Nelson, unfortunately,
You were saying to me, Ed, if anyone goes on
Robben Island,
there,
sorry, Trina, I was saying to you, like, you know, where he was incarcerated for 25 years. How did anybody live in this little cell all those years and come out with this amazing, worldly, altruistic, forgiving, you know, just accept the famous event when, you know, at one of the matches, they played the national anthem in Khoza and they hadn't played it in Afrikaans. And he stood up and he said, play it in Afrikaans as well. So, you know, he was so conscious of the fact that South Africa is a country like it's first world meets third world. And it's a symbiotic relationship where one can't really exist without the other. And when you're there and you go to visit the townships, you know, you can see a lot of poverty. But it's improved over the years, you know, like a million people living in a township. And then you go into Cape Town and Camps Bay where all the models are and you see all these amazing...
Different
so
world,
it's just different worlds.
You were saying to me there that you can buy a house in like with a swimming pool for 100 grand.
Yeah, it was like, again, property really reasonable there. You could live really well. When you go into the supermarket there, you don't pack your own bags, you know, because there's people do that. And when you go to the petrol station, you know, you don't get like it's a different. It's very
have
much
to do like in America. Job,
everyone has jobs. Not the same
it's
at all. It's not a tipping
thing.
Culture.
Yeah,
but you can in restaurants, of course. But again, it's just very service friendly. Like, you know, you're really there's great service.
Okay, Ed Finn and Sarah Slattery are in studio for Travel Saturday. More still to come.
Travel Saturday with Sarah and Ed
and Tropical Sky.
Start your dream with tailor-made holidays to the Caribbean, Far East, Maldives and beyond.
Flying from Shannon Airport with tropicalsky.ie.
We'll be right back.
was all yellow.
Weekend on Saturday. How are you? It's Trina Mara. Well, still to come, more with Ed Finn and Sarah Slattery for Travel Saturday. We're taking a look at South Africa today, and we're also going to get you in that draw to win return flights with Aer Lingus to New York, all thanks to Shannon Airport and tropicalsky.ie. Make sure to get your name in, and we're going to be calling the winner on Tuesday. Plus, can you believe it's 30 years since Paul Harrington and Charlie McGettigan won the Eurovision here in Ireland with the Rock and Roll Kids, and tonight is the Eurovision. Paul is going to be delivering the Irish jury vote, and he's also going to be in studio with us. It's all still to come on Something for the Weekend.
Ireland's Classic Hits Radio is the home of the 80s and 90s all weekend.
On Saturdays, Trina Mara wakes you up from 7 with Something for the Weekend.
The 80s and 90s play all day with Gareth O'Callaghan from 10 a.m. and Brian Walsh from 2.
And the party starts at 6 p.m. with Club Classics. Non-stop anthems till 1.
It's all here this weekend on the home of the 80s and 90s. Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.
I don't know what you've been told.
Catchy, isn't it? While you're humming along, let me tell you about the Say It sales event from May 10th to the 18th, with our latest incredible offers, including 3 years free servicing. Great track, isn't it? Gets you moving, just like the Ateca and Arona, two SUVs with great handling, while the Seat Ibiza brings fun to any situation. So before this track ends, just remember, the Seat sales event from May 10th to the 18th. Visit seat.ie for more info.
Captains and convicts, saints and sinners, and 1,300 years of Irish history are awaiting you at Spike Island, Cork. Ireland's infamous prison island is just waiting to be explored, so book your adventure for 2024. Spike Island, Cork. Discover it for yourself. Tickets include your ferry crossing, guided tours, and so much more. So, check opening hours Plan your visit and head back in time at spikeislandcork.ie.
When you choose to make your meals a little more organic, you're not just getting nutritious goodness, you're doing a lot more good too. A blissful bit of beef boosts biodiversity. That handful of local fruit and veg helps fields flourish. And a dash of dairy supports dedicated organic farmers. So whether it's a sprinkle, a drop, a side or spread, make your meals a little more organic with certified organic food and drink from Ireland. Learn more at boardbia.ie/organic.
It's almost 9 o'clock.
Don't forget that return again. Send it back like a boss with Unpost Returns. We even collect from your door. Unpost, for your world.
Across Cork, Limerick, Clare and Galway.
On your phone.
And on your smart speaker.
This is the home of the 80s and 90s.
This is Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.
At 9, good morning, I'm Tina Gates. Israel has ordered residents from more areas of eastern Rafah to evacuate ahead of an expected ground offensive. A map's been issued telling them to go to an expanded humanitarian area of southern Gaza. Reporter John Sparks in Jerusalem says it looks like the mission is intensifying.
The Israelis said when they began it back on Monday that it was limited, that it was going to be precise. It was about counter-terrorism. But this is a significant expansion of that operation.
Russian forces have launched a surprise new ground attack near Ukraine's second city of Kharkiv in the northeast of the country. There are reports of